true, and that all that, all his musical Tino's expertise coming together, we just thought, man, haven't heard a kit sound quite like this and quite this big in a while. So we were really happy with it.
That's great, yeah. that he was able to show you how to do that, and because to impart some knowledge to you is like, sometimes it's even better in the long run for you, like going down the line where you're like, oh, now we can inspire you to do different styles of recording and writing music in particular.
Absolutely.
This song though, when I first heard it, it's funny that you said about the drum sound, mm-hmm. back that you asked about that, because when I first heard it, it has that same sort of bouncy, fun feel like Young Folks for me, from Peter Bjorn and John, I believe the artist is.
Oh,
out of Switzerland or Sweden, yeah. And yeah. I was just like, it just caught me. It's like, oh, this is like, it really hooked me in right away, hearing that.
Thanks.
And the guitar part, I was like, this is almost like a Spanish Latin kind of vibe to it.
That's a very good call, actually. That's what one thing the guitar part is. It's got that bounce. It's kind of like Tino broke it down, but he like explained, like, I had this riff and he's like, oh, this is what you're doing here. And you know, when you can't really name things. Like, I don't have the expertise to say, well, this is the inspiration for that. I just think this is a cool riff.
Sure.
And when I showed him the riff, which is a very simple song, he goes, oh, this is inspired. Like, what you're doing here is a clav thing where you're pushing it on the, it's three on the front end and two on the back end, but you could reverse it if you want, but this sounds good. And he started breaking it down in terms of where this comes from, which is a very Latin-based feel. And I didn't even realize it. I was just, I don't know, I just thought it sounded kind of cool. But because you've got somebody who can really break down where the root of that,
mm-hmm.
then he can break down, okay, this is what's going to really make that pop now. Like, this is what we're going to do with some claps, and this is how we're going to go forward and really bring this to light. And like, it's a simple, fun song, but let's just stick. Don't complicate it. Just embrace the simplicity and let other people embrace the simplicity.
Mm-hmm. And, then it happens. The magic kind of happens right there.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Steel City Music. Your host Gunnar here, talking to Brutus Begins, a.k.a. Rick. Or is it Rick, a.k.a. Brutus Begins? and we're talking about his new single, All Right, All Right. Now, we discussed the recording process and who you worked with on it, which all sounds great. Let's talk a little bit about this, about the inspiration for the song. And the actual video. Now, from what I'm gathering, it's Lou Reed and a go-go dancer was in your brain when you wrote this?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, I wanted to have, I remember when I was, this is like the inception of it, I wanted to come up with almost like kind of this story, this kind of like vibey kind of story.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of comes from like my time going to like seeing shows whether it's in Hamilton or Toronto or Guelph or wherever. And you're seeing like going to like, these dark kind of cool bars, like especially when you're younger and everything seems so larger than life. And seeing the first time I saw go-go dancers in a bar, and I was like, oh my, like, what's this? And I was always fascinated with whether it's like a go-go dancer or somebody who's part of a different kind of show or a burlesque dancer or something like that, or even cool musicians, you see, like, what is their life? Like, what's going on in their head? What drives somebody to do the thing that they're doing? And so I just invented this story of like, this go-go dancer who you see and you're just like drawn to, and you're like, oh, this person dances so hard because they're actually, they have a story of hurt deep inside somewhere. And I thought, what if, you know, the protagonist was coming and it was like, look, I know I'm not the answer to your problems, but let me be the answer for a night kind of thing. Like that kind of a romantic notion of that. Like, I just want to make you feel all right. And I know that I'm not the thing that you really want in life, but let me be your temporary solution. So
was the delivery on it, did you try to do the delivery, the tone and the softness of the vocal part like a Lou Reed?
Yeah, well, I want it to be in that register where it's almost conversational. Like, I tried the song in a lot of different keys, and I was trying to also, like, just as an artist, I was like, okay, I've done songs that are just completely in falsetto and other things in a higher vocal range. But I was always into the idea of like getting your voice to sound like intimate and warm and bassy, and it's like, and just kind of embracing, like, I'm a baritone, and just kind of going, okay, let's see if I can bring out the most interesting textures of my voice,
right,
in a way that lends itself, that's suited to a character too, that it, where it makes sense, you're not just forcing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was part of my learning with Tino and learning on my own, because after we got the drum sound and everything, I took, you know, those things home, and I had to find the right mic. It took a few mics to get that sound that I really wanted. And that was part of the learning process where, like, every vocalist has a mic that's right for them for, you know, the thing that they're doing. Now, it was after some trial and error and just frankly, like, I don't, just renting different mics and just, okay, I'm going to try this one. I'm going to try that one. I'm going to try close. I'm going to try far from the mic. I'm going to try different things.
Yeah. How many mics did you run through?
I'd say 4 or 5. Yeah. Well, I mean, that also has to do with, like, the reason it's only 4 or 5 is frankly because Gino, like, in the studio, I was like, I want it. This is the vibe I'm after. He's like, this is, he told me straight out of the correct answer. And I was just like, well, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try
right,
this.
Okay.
Thing.
Yeah.
But by microphone 4 or 5, I was like, I tried it, and then I tried it with different EQs and compressors and stuff. I was like, yeah, this is kind of the answer. And I was trying, like, some more lo-fi angles to it, like doing it through, like, an SM57 or something. And then I tried some, like, higher-end mics. But in the end, it's an SM7B that I used, which tends to be good for baritone male voices.
Mm-hmm.
It just got the quality that I wanted, and it's almost one of those things where, you know, you do the take and you're like, this is good. This is going to work. And like, maybe if I tried to recreate that in a couple of months, I might not be able to do it quite the same. Right. So I think, okay, I think I got the answer. It's time to move on and, you know, don't overcook it.
Yeah. You figured it out right from the get go after the 5th mic, like, this is it. And he was right the first time. So time to move on. Okay.
Yeah. Time to move on. Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about, one, who did the backup vocals, and tell me about the production of the video concept.
Oh, that's, yeah, the back of it. I didn't even mention Michelle. So Michelle Tracy is a really talented singer, and she's actually recording a bunch of really great stuff. I have the pleasure of getting to co-write with her on some of her own stuff, and she's an accomplished singer. She won a TV show called The Launch about a year and a half, 2 years ago now.
The Launch, is that the one? Was that out of Canada or the States?
Yeah, out of Canada, yeah. And that's where they get, like, they go through several very talented vocalists and try to find the right person for a song that they're gonna launch and release. And I met her through working on Tino on some different studio projects. So one day we were in a writing session, actually, and we were just, like, getting some stems, just some raw things to get some demos together. And I said, oh yeah, by the way, I'm working on this track. Would you do some shalalas on the packet? It was a bit of a throwaway because I thought in the end I would get them redone by someone else or by her in a proper studio or something. But what she did, it was just like her vocals were done in like 4 minutes and they just sounded really great right away. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe I'll stick with that. And then Tina was like, well, you want to flip them on one hand? Like, so we have some reverse vocals and some forward vocals.
Yeah.
And I just, a little manipulation, but it sounded really, really what I was after.
It really worked out on the track, on the audio wise, because the track is really catchy. And I've been listening to it off and on today, going back to it and listening to different parts of it. And that's always a good thing for when someone like myself, when I play something 4 or 5 times. Because, as you know, when you play so much music, everything kind of blends together, and then that one just really stuck out. So
that's great. That's yeah. great.
Now the now the video portion. Who the idea and the concept for All Right, All Right?
That's funny. So the recording happened pre-COVID lockdown, and then, you know, everything changes, and it's like, how do I shoot a video with money I don't have and with a crew I don't have? Just a lot of limitations.
Yeah.
And at a distance from people too, like when I do get them in front of me. So I was kind of like going after a vibe, and I thought that the song had a retro vibe. So I looked up some different apps on my phone that were like animation type of apps. And then I found one that I thought suited it, but it was almost too retro-y. And so I was like, well, I need to add color to this and I need to add texture to it. So I took it into my editing software, Adobe Premiere, and I added some different looks and plugins to get the pen shading different colors. And I just played with it. And so when it came to shooting, I called Jeff and Nick and said, hey, we can maintain our distance, but I'll bring my cell phone over. And it looked, I mean, credit to them because they trusted me. But I was like, I'm coming over with no lights or anything. I just had a phone. And I'm like, I'm going to shoot you for about 4 minutes each with this phone, and then I'm going to go make a video of it. And they're like, is this going to look terrible? I think it's going to look cool. It's going to be very manipulated and stuff. And then Michelle, who is I think she's living in Toronto now, but she was living in Ottawa at the time. I called her and said, hey, can you be in a video? She's like, yeah, sure. Like, when are we shooting? And I was like, you're going to shoot yourself in your little room, and you're going to send me the footage, and I'm going to make it look cool. And she trusted me. And then, and also my wife was in the video. She was like, kind of like the muse, the go-go dancer thing. And so we went and found like a cool background, and I was like, okay, now you're going to dance. And my wife is a video director in her own right. So she trusted me after I was like, well, this is what I'm planning on doing. She was like, okay, that'll look pretty cool. So my wife, Jessica Lee Fleming, she's doing incredible work on her own. But she was part of it and she helped out. So that was very cool. Hey, this is Brutus Begins. You can check out my website, brutusbegins.com, or find me on Instagram. And this next track is All Right, All Right, our latest single. I hope you enjoy it.
As a passage is the songs he left behind. All I wanna do is make you feel alright. You're dancing hard enough to bruise. I wonder how he got to you. Cause every little sip gives you a little more to prove. Sad shine when you miss someone. But I'll be there in the meantime, there in the meantime. Make you alright, 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 alright. Alright, 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 alright. All right. songs we learn how on the beach. Faded pictures of ourselves from years ago. I wonder what those kids are doing now.
Touch the dark, but down never dead. Give me your heart, find me. And if you back that up with the idea that just playing those great songs in your great live band is enough reward for you, then you're f***ing set. But you gotta be badass. You just have to be really good.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Small, let the truth be a secret. got the guts to show. It's all I wanna know. Cold eye, Catalan train. It's not your nature. And waking up like them just feels like failure. Hand in hand, my lips to bed, chaining up signs. Stay for the worst, everything hurts, so anything's fine.
Play to myself and like in the room or before we go on stage or something like this, or whenever I feel like, you know, whenever I feel down or depressed or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. I just go on and play. And I can't practice those. It's always constantly, what do you call it, like a jam, you know. It's hard for me to remember any notes because I'm constantly trying to create other things. That's why I make a lot of mistakes.
Do you read music?
No, not at all.
Yeah. You're listening to Steel City Music.
Free.
A cool girl set me free from the pain of heart. That's how it started. That's how it started.
Broadcasting across the Steel City, this is 101.5 The Hawk.
Yeah.
October 6th, the day that Eddie Van Halen passed away. Yep. Yeah, my show airs a week after the announcement of Edward Van Halen passing away, so I never had time to actually do any sort of tribute or anything to him last week, but this week I'm dedicating this hour to Edward Van Halen, and it really bothers me that he passed away. He was kind of like one of these like personal little idols that I enjoyed in guitar wise, and you know, secretly deep down, I guess I was a bit of a metalhead at one point. And when I see this dude playing, it just, and some of these albums, it just reminds me of people from my past. Growing up in Westdale and in the Mayflower Street in East Hamilton, just, you know, having the albums and people, you know, sharing the music, that sort of thing. And I don't know, it really did bother me a little bit. And you know, Van Halen to me will always be John Harley doing the jumps and the kicks out in front of Camelot Towers with his brother Billy and all of us hanging out. I don't know, I just have a lot of connections with the music. And it was really sad, too, just reading the tweets from his son, Wolfie. You know, I can't believe I'm having to write this, but my father, Edward Van Halen, has lost his long and arduous battle with cancer this morning. He was the best father I could ever ask for. Every moment I've shared with him on and off stage was a gift. My heart is broken, and I don't think I'll ever fully recover from this loss. I love you so much, Pop. Oh, unbelievable. Yeah, let's kick some this music off and with the original album, and I've also got some quotes from Slash and some of the other dudes that were in Van Halen as well.